Before we start the Shia, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, I'd like to elaborate on one inyan we had learned yesterday in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. We had learned that in Hilchis Tzuras HaPesach, Pischei Shimoi is not good. And what is Pischei Shimoi? Pischei Shimoi is, one mahalach is, the less lehu shakvi. And Rashi explains the leslu shakvi, mezuzois, shenechletzu avneyem mikan o mikan, even yoitzis veven nichneses, ve'ein zu tzuras ha-pesach. This is not a tzuras ha-pesach, that it is not smooth, the mezuzis are not smooth, it is even nichnas, even yoitzis. I found the Mekor Chaim in Hulchis Erevin, speaks about what if you'll have a tzuras ha-pesach, that it is not smooth. You have things sticking out. Lemaisi says it is good. We have rayas that ilonis could be good for a tzuras ha-pesach. You have branches sticking out. And here we have a gemara that is no good. So there's, I like to say, over one mahalach that the Mekor Chaim says and one mahalach that the Chazenish says. The Mekor Chaim says, because of this, Abuyim de Kechidish. He says, there's a Tzuras HaPesach that is used in Hilchis Mezuzah. There's a Tzuras HaPesach that is used in Hilchis Ha'irvin. He says, over here, this din of Pischei Shamoi, which is brought in Menaches, is really Negei Hilchis Mezuzah. There you need a Mezuzah, and a Delas, a Mashka, even Shtei Mezuzahs. In order to be mechayiv and mezuzah. And in the delis that is mechayiv and mezuzah, this was said the halacha of Pischei Shemoi. That if it doesn't have a straight mezuzah, it has a jagged mezuzah, so it's not a mezuzah legabi hilchis mezuzah. Masha Einken, he says, legabi tzuras ha-pesach le'inyin erevin, says you don't need what is needed for Hilchis Mezuzah. Well, his lashon is, the mezuzah be'inen Pesach mamish. By mezuzah you need mamish a Pesach, and this doesn't have a teiras Pesach if the mezuzahs are jagged. By erevin you need less than this. V'horayah, he says, a very interesting raya. He says, if a tzuras a Pesach would be good by mezuzah, so he says, why when you make a tzuras ha-pesach around the shtot, why didn't you put mezuzahs on each tzuras ha-pesach? Why isn't it sharei ayores? That's the Mekor Chaim zakasha. So weißt du, for tzuras ha-pesach, you don't need a hilchis mezuzah. So mele, therefore, a jagged, two jagged lechoyayims is also good for tzuras ha-pesach. That's fine, well and good, but we have a problem over here. Our Gemara is speaking about a Tzuras HaPesach of our Gemara is speaking about a Tzuras HaPesach, which is Negein Hilchis Erevin. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Niroimet Meruba Laporetz, if you have Psochim and Chaloinais, so why do you Niroimet Meruba Laporetz? If a Tzuras HaPesach helps, that was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answered that it is speaking about the last lo shakvi. So vayis tachoyis in Hilchis Erevin also you need should have a teiras Pesach. That's the kasha which the Mekor Chaim asks on himself. So he says a mishuna dekiteres. He says it is speaking about over here. We're speaking about a. The funnies halolu sheruban psochim v'chaloines. We're speaking about walls over here. So he says the walls, the Chazanish asks where he got it from. The walls were dalid amas long. So he said just like we had before that if it's dalid amas it cannot have a teiras lechi. So dalid amas cannot have a teiras tzuras ha-pesach. Then it has to have a din pesach of mezuzah. It means Kozman that has a Shem Lechi, so Memelis al Lechi does not need this Tnoi. Here we're speaking about these walls were Dalad Amis long. So Dalad Amis long, so doesn't have a Teres Lechi. So this is not good for a Tzuras HaPesach. So Mamela, here you need taka a Pesach, which is good for mezuzah, because you don't have lechayayim over here. At kan divrei hamakir chayim in Hilchas Erevin, which page 216. There's one page in Makir Chaim and Hilchas Pesach that has Hilchas Erevin. The Chazainish says a different beer in Gansen. He says the Indian of that you, that Pischei Shemoi, the less Lehu Shakvi, is no good. He says the problem is as far as not that this halach, it has to be smooth, it if it's jagged, it's no good. No, pshat is kshenikar she'ein ze binyan elo hirus upirtze. The Chazanish says if you have a wall and you can tell you can have a wall, you don't need mezuzahs to make a doorway. To have a Pesach without mezuzahs. I mean, mezuzahs is by us an extra doorpost. So that's something that is added to the koisel. That's by a fancy house. We don't need mezuzahs to give it a teiras Pesach. If you have a carved out archway in a wall, that's also called mezuzahs and a mashkev. It has a teiras Pesach. But if by viewing this wall, you see that it is even nichnas veven yoytzei. So al kochoch, the wall was not built like this. You don't build, masons don't build like this. Now al kochoch pshat is, it was broken. So we don't see Pesach, we see pirtze and hirus. So that means if you have such a matzev in the wall, that gufa gives it a shame pirtze. But if a person wants to put up a tzuras ha-pesach, he'll take two trees and make a tzuras ha-pesach out of it. So that what we see, the branches jutting out of the tree, that's how he made it. We don't see pirtze and hirus there. We see binyan. He's making a tzuras ha-pesach. When a person puts up two mezuzahs, even though they're not smooth, that means the only chesaron is if you have a kaisel, and from the matzav, the way the kaisel looks, you see this is pirtze. This occurred through destruction, not through binyan. Atzuras ha-pesach all the time comes about through binyan. You see, you put it one over here, so memele, if it doesn't have a picture of hirus and pirtze, it is sufficient for atzuras ha-pesach. Now let us start on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Gufe Omar Rav Chisda, Tzuras ha-Pesach she'aso min ha-tzad lo'i oso v'lo'i klum. Rashi learns pshat she'aso min ha-tzad. We had a picture in the Perish Chai, she'aso min ha-tzad, and picture 145, that's she'aso min ha-tzad. That it is not on top of the two l'choyayim, it is on the side of it. Agav Uche, the Mishneh Brura brings down a machloikis, Shaila, the Primogodim, and the Chazanish Lamaise is chaylik on the Primogodim, and the Mishneh Brura also brings down a Makor Chaim that speaks about it. What will the halacha be if you have two lechoyayim, and in order to ensure, in the Kona al Gabon, you want to ensure that it shouldn't sway, it should be firmly attached to the tulach hayayim, so you carve out in the middle of the tulach hayayim, you carve out an indentation, and you put the string on top of that. But by doing this, it comes out that the two sides of the tulach hayayim around this, the area that you carved out, are gavoya from the kone shel gabo. That means looking at the kone, you have over a chelik of the kone, it is mamish over it, no, but the two sides of the kone jut up over the kone shel gabo. Is this considered minatzat, because it's minatzat from the two sides, or is it considered al gabo? So the primigodim is mitzadet lahachmer, the chazenish, Bemison, he brings the Makor Chaim says, since meikar adin, al lechi doesn't need, there's no there's no halacha how wide and how thick a lechi has to be. So the sides which are jutting out, you could say command the less. If they would be cut off, it's also good. So now you have it's mamish al gabo. So this does not have to be considered a chelik of the lechi. So the Chazanish says that this is good. There is another pshat in Suras HaPesach min HaTzad. The Rif brings down a pshat, and the Teres Chaim explains the Rif had a kasha. According to Rashi, it's not called Suras HaPesach min HaTzad. It's the Kona Al Gabov. It's not Al Gabov, it's min HaTzad. So it's not Suras HaPesach min HaTzad. So let us see for 1 minute, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh brings down the Rif and is chaylik on the Rif. The Rif brings down the Rav Haigoin. This Shita, even though it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this is Shita's Rav Haigoin, Shita's HaRif, Shita's HaRambam, but we don't pass it like this. Let us see Ois Yudalit in the Rosh. Taf Kuf Chesam at Aleph, Ois Yudalit. Omar Rav Chizde, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'aso Min HaTzad, Loi Oso V'loi Klum. Perish Rav Haigoin Zal, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'aso Min HaTzad, Ki Goin Sha'aso Min Tzidoi Shel Koisel. This was made on the side of the Koisel. That means usually an entrance is made in the middle. The doors in the middle of the Koisel. This was pushed to the side. The Havelei Pischa Bekeren Zovis, or Pischa Bekeren Zovis, Loi of the Inchi. So Memele, it doesn't have a Teiras Pesach, so the Lashon is very good at the Gemara. Tzuras HaPesach Sha'aso Min HaTzad, it was pushed over on the side. You have a Geherige Tzuras HaPesach. Zok Terosh, Upeirish Ze Einei Muven, the Le'inyin Kloim, Shemosach Zmoires al Gabi Kundesim Loi Mash Mahoche. It would not seem that that's the problem over there. The Al Gabi, that is the Kobnasano explains, Al Gabi Dalut Kundesim Lahave Pische Bekeren Zovis. That means by putting it in the corner, that's not the way you put a Pesach. So why is there a Chasorin over the, why is guy by Dalut Kundesim, do you have a Chasorin in that side? Ba'oid, the comma ilema minatzad, elo al gabon. So vaisto is the opposite of minatzad is al gabon. So according to the Rif, the opposite of minatzad is beemza, not al gabon. Elo, leimash me elo kepeirish rashi, shepeirish minatzad, sheloi nosan ha'elyoin al shnei hakanim ha'oimdim elo chibroi lehem minatzad. It's not on top of the two konim. Elachibra memetzad she'oz einay doyma lepesach she'hamashkayf nosayn al shnei amezuzes. V'haynu kebereise de lekamon tzuras HaPesach she'omru kone mikan ve'kone mikan ve'echod al gabeyim. And Dagos Oshri says v'loy she'ye tochuv ben shneiim mize leze be'emtzo ison. That means even if it will be flush with the two mezuzahs, that means, let's say, for example, let us look at picture 49, at 149, and if you'll imagine, here we have its mamish on top of the two mezuzahs. If you'd cut off these two ends, and you would put it as a mamish, it should be flush with the two mezuzahs, that is also called minatzad. In that sad means that it should be, that's al gabo, should be mamish al gabo. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Wie Omar Rav Chizde, Tzuras HaPesach she'omru tzricha she'tei brie, it has to have a chizik, it has to be strong, kedei lahamid bo delas, that it should be able to support a delas, ba'afilu delas shel kashin. Telahamid bodeles uktrashi kolshu, adeles kolshu, afilu yochalahamid bodeles shel kashin, daya kashin shel shibolet. That is sufficient. In Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down, v'tzor sheye kanim shebitzdodim chazokim lekabel deles kolshu, avokonish al gabov sagi bekolshu. This halach, even though the lashon of Agamah is not too clear, and Shulchan Aruch is brought down that the kanim and atzdodim have to have some sort of a strength lekabel delis kolshu, but the kohen al gabov does not have to have any brius whatsoever. Omar Eish Lokish Mishum Rabbi Yanai Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. A Tzuras HaPesach needs a Heker Tzir. My Heker Tzir. Omar Rav Ivye Avkise. So Rav Ivye said Avkise. So let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi Avkise. Chul shetzir adeles soivev boy, vahal pi she eino tzrich adeles, miyur chazir ledeles ba'ino. So here we have a picture, which is a little misleading, but maybe it's not misleading. In picture 148, you have here, that was how the adeles soivev al tzira, the tzira was something protruding from the deles, and then you had a hole on the mashkaif of the deles and on the threshold that you walked over. And the deles used to be saiviv because the tzir that protruded from the top and the bottom of the deles was in this chur, in this hole, and that's how the door used to turn. So what do we mean over here that the tzuras ha-pesach needs a chur? Where do you put the chur? So from the Kolben Nisanel, it would seem that if you say need a chul, the chul was in two places. It was on the Konal Gabov, you have to have a hole there. And also it seems, from the Kolben Nisanel, from the Yerushalmi, that you needed a Konetachtov, that you should be able to put in, and there was a hole there. So you need a chul there. So it has to have a potential to be mamid adelis. So it has to have the heker tzir, even though you don't have the delis bepoyel, about that what the tzuras ha-pesach, the door frame, a normal door frame has, in order to be able to support, to have a door in it, it has to have these two churim. That was the chiddush of Reish Lakish. Ashkechinu, now we'll have a very interesting maise, which is difficult to understand. Ashkechinu Rav Ache Berei de Rav Ivye le Talmidei de Rav Ashi. Rav Ache Berei de Rav Ivye, Rav Ivye was the one that taught that Heker Tzir means Avkese, so his son met Talmidei de Rav Ashi. Omar lohu, Omar mar midi b'tzuras ha-pesach. Did Rav Ashi say something b'tzuras ha-pesach? It seems that that's man they were learning Erev in the Rav Ashi's yeshiva, and he met them. And he said, did Rav Ashi say something in tzuras ha-pesach? Omru lei loy omar v'loy klo. He didn't say anything. It seems the whole zman that they were learning Erev in a pesach nish gestelt av tzuras ha-pesach, mit gelernt av sandere sachen. It's a very unclear Gemara. We'll see the Rosh in a minute. Now the Gemara continues according to Agirse. Steht weiter, finished. Tone Tzuras HaPesach Sheomru. Now it seems it's a new member. Tzuras HaPesach Sheomru. Kona Mikan, Bekona Mikan, Bekona Al Gabay. Now Tzrichen Liga, Yen Tzrichen Liga Nusugia. So let us see the Rosh. We'll see something, a very interesting pshat in this Gemara that the Rosh brings from the Maram Merutenberg. And Emerson, the Taisus Rabbi Neperet says the same pshat. Let us see again the Rosh. This is Simin Yudalid. Let's start one line after the lines start getting wide again in Simin Yudalid. The second time they get wide, the second line. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Rav Yanai Tzuras HaPesach Sheomru Tzricha Heker Tzir. My Heker Tzir. Omar Rav Ada Avkese. Rav Alfes Zaloi Hevi Hachmemre Dereish Lakish. No, this is Allah. He need a Heker Tzir. V'toma Olav Rabbeinu Meir Zal Lomo Hishmite. Toleke Man De Poligalo. V'dochak, so the Maram Merutenberg, because of this kasha, V'dochak Leforesh HaSugye, כדי לקיים דבורב שלא יצור רחק ירצה. If the rift did not bring it down, so מסתום יהיה למקר. ופירש, so the מראה מרודנברג said, אנו פשט נה גמורה. אשכחי רב אחר ברי דרובה, זה רובה לתלמידי דרב אש. אומר, so he asked him, אומר לו הוא, אומר מר מידי בצורס הפסח, קלוימה, does he say klima vechi hu matzrich heker tzir eloi? In the tzuras, do you need something in the tzuras ha-pesach? Do you need, are you yoitza with a tzuras ha-pesach, or do you need two holes? Or you have to have a kone tachtov, yeah? What kind of, did he say something, did you need something in the tzuras ha-pesach? Omar lei, loi omar, veloi klum, veloi hoisif, moumar, tzuras ha-pesach, ala kone mikan, vekone mikan, vekone al gabeim. No. Rav Ashi said, you only need three konim, and then the tzuras ha-pesach. You don't need anything else. Omar lehu, we don't have this omar lehu, we have tone. Omar lehu, tone. Tzuras ha-pesach, sh'omar, bing a-rayit, Rav Ashi. צורס הפסח שאומרו, קונה מכאן, וקונה מכאן, וקונה על גביהם, היבי ראי לדבריהם, שאין צורך הקר ציר, צחקי ראי, דברייסה וייסה איזה זה, מידולוי מצריך בברייסה, הקר ציר, since the ברייסה did not say, that you need a הקר ציר, so from the ברייסה וייסה, you don't need it. ואחר כך קוסלב, this is what the מראה מרוטנברג said, but later he said, "Me ain't a loshin mashmekain." It's a nice pshat in the ma'aseh. Dim kain have a meima tanya the messiah lechu, not the omar omalu. Boy, loy omar v'loy klum loy mashma ochi. Ba'adera, but that's not pshat in the gemara. Nirid ochi perushe. Omar mar midi betzuras ha-pesach kloimar. Im let's see the bach kloimim omar boshim chidush. Omru leilei omar bo shim chidush. Omar lehem, ani yoymer lechem dova. You don't tell me from Rav Ashi, I'll tell you, ani yoymer lechem dva chidush. Tone tzures ha-pesach, kon al gabeyem, dein tzorich koire rechova tefach al gabeyem. I'll tell you a chidush, that even though a koire of a movui needs a tefach, but I tell you, Barais, a tzuras ha-pesach does not need a tefach. Alakone mashu balme. Ubulvach leinitl beruach, v'shtei beriyah shechel olamit bodele shel kashen. V'hekitzir nami binin kidresh lokish mishum rabiyana idalekem and the polygalo. Kol ze midivrei ramzal. So the maram didn't like his pshat. V'reisi b'yirishalmi, zuk terosh, that I saw Yerushalmi. That even though in Bavli it seems a dover muskim that you need a heker tzir, the pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan loy matzrich heker tzir, v'Resh Lakish matzrich heker tzir. V'shema al do somach av alfazar v'loy hei v'hod heker tzir. U'miyu, it's not also too good. V'Resh Lakish mishmei da Rabbi Yana yom, asho ye rabbi shal Rabbi Yochanan, v'alochi ki Rabbi Yana. So the Rishalmi is also not too good. Then we have that Gos Oshri, they bring down, Loinogu ha'oilam lasis ha-kertzir, v'soimchim al ha-movoi ha-nase b'ir nar-boynish lo'yhoye boi ha-kertzir, and this movie was made through G'doylem, and they were able to observe it, and there was no ha-kertzir, v'aisei, you don't need a ha-kertzir. So l'maisei, you don't need a ha-kertzir. Let us go further in the Gemara. Klar the Gemara Naya Shaila. Tzrichin liga oy ein tzrichin liga. Now, this kona al gabeyem, does it have to touch the two mezuzas, the two lechoyayim? Or doesn't it? So we have a machlokes. Rav Nachman Omar ein tzrichin liga. Rav Sheishis Omar Tzrichen Liga. Chloikitz of Nachman Rav Sheishis. Nachman was Meikel and Rav Sheishis was Machmel. Ozo Rav Nachman Va'ovad Uvde Beiresh Geluse Kishmaite. Meiredik, Rav Nachman was was asked to put up a psazay to be misakid. Let us see Rashi. There was a rechove shehikiv lahater rechove letaltulbo. Ba'osa bohen psochem harbe yoyse me'eser. Ba'osa lahen peye. Loinogu lekanim shalmato. And he made a tzuras ha-pesach. He says he has a me'eser. So he needed a tzuras ha-pesach. Psochem harbe. And no sports marube, who's yes and yes, and maybe Zaymid Marube was yes and yes, so Kaponim made Tzuras HaPesach, and he made the Tzuras HaPesach that it was not Negeya on the two mezuzahs. Omar Lei Rav Sheshes L'Shamei Rav Gada. Rav Sheshes told his Meshoris Rav Gada, This antagonized Rav Sheshes to the nth degree. Zil shloif shadino. Take it apart and you have to go and take apart this tzuras ha-pesach. No, the Rebbe had gesagt, ozal shloif shadino. So he did that. Fartik. Afilal yamin shu smil daf mefolgen. Ashkechu de veireish geluse. They found him. He was trespassing. He was mazik the rechov of the reish geluse chavshu, so they imprisoned him. Now was tutzach davaita, I can't figure out. Ozel Rav Sheshes kom above, omalai gada poik to nofak va'osa. So exactly how he took him out of prison is very unclear. But the ma'ase continues. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Rabbe Bar Shmuel. Omer leitoni mar midi b'tzuras ha-pesach. Did you write anything at Pesazoi in Tzuras ha-pesach? Omer lein, tanine. Kipe Rav Meir mechayev mezuze v'chachomim poitre. A kipe we have over here, let's say picture 150. That's a shar ha-osui kekipe. So the shaila is, if there's a chiyuv mezuzah or not, is a machloikis, Rav Meir and the chachamim. We'll see soon what the machloikis is. V'shovin, she'im yesh b'ragleo asore, she'hi chayeves. If, let us see picture 151, if the raglei hakipe are 10 tvochim high, and there is the problem of the kippah is that the mokim when it turns, so there is less than dalet tfochim being based stodei ha-pesach, so it doesn't have achshivas of a pesach. So that is the problem. So memele, it says over here, if there are 10, this kippah is 10 tfochim high, and with a width of 4 tfochim between the two sides, so even though later it gets narrower, it's nishkefela. Everyone is moide that this is good. The lamdas we'll see soon. So there is no machlekes. Amar Abai. Now Abai explains where there is a machlekes. Hakel moidim im gevoya asore. If the goiva of this kippah is asore, ve'ein biragleho shloisha. Ein beragleho shloisha, let us look at 152. That means ragleho is called where there's a reichiv dalet tvochim between the two raglai. So if there's a reichiv of dalet tvochim on the first 2.5 tvochim of this kippah, but later as it starts getting taller, there's less than a reichiv of 4 tvochim, so we don't have a regel of 3 tvochim. I mean, you don't start off on the right foot. I mean, when less, you don't even have 3 tvochim that has a reichev of dalet tvochim. So memeila, so the Gemara says as follows: Im gavoya asore vein beragleo shloisha. Inam yesh beragleo shloisha vein gavoya asore. But it's not gavoya asore. So memeila, so there's nothing what to talk about. So afilo according to Rav Meir, it's also no good. V'loiklo ki pligi, the whole machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is b'yesh b'ragleo gimel. גבויה עשור, ואין רחוב ארבו, ויש בו לוחק להשלים אל ארבו. So the case is picture 153. 153, we have raglayim, which are three tvachim tall. The goiva of this entrance is 10 tvachim tall, but we do not have the dimensions of a Pesach. A Pesach is the way we have outlined in dots. That would be a kosher a Pesach. But we don't have this. But le'idach gise, looking at this picture, we have here material that theoretically one could carve out a Pesach from this archway. Abu Lamaise, as yet it wasn't carved out. That is the machlek. That is the machlekes. Ki pligi b'yesh b'ragle o gimu, o gavoya asore, ve'ein rechova arbo, v'yesh bo lochaik lahashlimoi laharbo. But there is place in this archway to be choikik and to be mashlim that the whole goiva asore should have arbo. Rab Meir sova choikikim lahashlim, v'rabonon sovri ein choikikim lahashlim. So before we go further, let us see, so what shaykhis does this din of kippah have to us? Let us see Rashi. Kippah shar ha'osui ki kippah. V'chachomim poitrim, mipnei shalamayla be'igol humeitza. The chachomim pater, because on top, it gets narrower. Ve'ein ha'irocha varbo. Ve'ein pesach, chuso midalad roichev. A pesach needs a roichev of dalad. Vishovin, shim yesh beragleho asore, but everyone is moide, shim yesh beragleho asore goive koidem sheyaschel la'agel. If you have asore, that is picture 151, before it starts getting narrower, you have asore tvochim with a roichev arbo. Chayeves, do yesh bo asore goiva b'roichev abo. Vafilu kol ha'igu sosum nishar shom shir pesach. Afilu kol ha'igu would be sosum. You also have a shir pesach. Nishar shir pesach kosh. Alme, ein tzrichin liga. Do hachshere de pesach b'ragleuhu. Wo igol mafsik bein tikro hal yoine le mezuzois uktoni chayeves. Now, to understand this Rashi, let us look at picture 150 again. And if we'll assume for 1 minute that 150 would have a goiva asore bereichev dalid, and then it starts getting narrower. So, let us say, for practical purposes, in this picture, that the Goiva Asore ends by the third row of bricks. That is the end of the Raglayim of this Kaisel. There is a Reichev Dalet. Later, we have here an area that it doesn't have a Teres Pesach. It's Ogul. But we'll look further, the row of bricks that was not carved out on top of the Kaisel. So that lemaise is over the raglayim. So that means, looking at this picture, we have as follows. We have here raglayim yud bereichev dalet. Then we have afterwards the eagle, which is not the mashkef. It is not, but it's in the way. And then later we have over here, we have something which is over but not touching the mezuzis ha-pesach. Va'aval pikein, it says, that it is good. So we see from the first halacha, of the Mishnah, the Shavin, that everyone agrees if you have two mezuzis which are gavoya yud and rochav dalet, and you have a mashkev that is over these mezuzahs, even though there's a dover hamavsik bentayim, and the mashkib is not touching the mezuzahs, afal pikein, this is sufficient. That is what Rashi says. Al mein tzrichen liga, doch sheira de pesach baragleu, vo igol mavsik bentikro yoine, between the top, there you have the mashkib. למזוזס, אוקטוני חייבס. אבאיה לפרושי פלוקטאיו עושה. So now, so Rashi has a kasha. Rashi has a kasha, so finished. He asked him a shayla, did you hear something about Tzuras HaPesach? And he told him, yeah. What? He told him, Shem Yesh Baragle Asor, Shei Chayevitz. So Hanegei Alonu, we heard enough already. We heard in the Machloikis of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes that Rav Nachman is right. You don't need that the Mashkev should touch the mezuzahs. So Rashi has a kasha, so why did the Gemara have to bring what Abaye said? So what's come to Zvaitan? Abaye is telling us, Misholosh, if it's less than Sholosh, everyone is Maida, more than Sholosh, there's the Machlekes. What's Keitunzon? And the Gei Alono, we're not learning Hilchus Kippur now, we're just playing a shal on Hilchus Tzuras HaPesach. So Rashi says, Abaye lefrushi pliktayu was. We brought this Mishnah, or this Baraisis, or Memele, so now we have it, so we have it already, we might as well understand what the Machlaikis is. Lishnachin. Now Rashi has a second lotion. Va'omar Abaye garsinen. Umi perish da Abaye yalfinan dein zrichen liga fakert. Because of Abaye, now we know ein tzorich liga. So what is Pshat and Rashi? What do we see from Abaye? So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, Taisus Chaim, they all say a beautiful pshat. That be'emison, if I wouldn't know Abaye, I would say as follows. That from this halacha, there's no raya whatsoever. Be'emison, it could be that you need the mashkev to touch the two mezuzahs. Here you have a problem. You have the eagle that's mafsik. So you say choykikim. We could go and be choykik into the walls. Let's go get a picture 150. We could be choykik into the walls. And we'll carve it out. And we'll make a larger opening. And then the mezuzahs will be able to touch the mashke. And choykikim. So my mail is that medach gomish mendor. If we'll make the hole larger, so the mezuzahs will be negay in the mashke. Now you have a problem. So memeila va'omar Abaye. No, you can't say like this. Because Abaye said that the machloikis rameir and the chachamim is, do you say choikikim? Without Abaye, you wouldn't know pshat what the machloikis is. So you say everyone holds choikikim, and the machloikis is veveis vos. But since, that's why the Omer Abaye, since Abaye explained the Machloikis is, do you say Choykikim, don't you say Choykikim, the Chachamim hold, you do not say Choykikim, Va'afal Pikein. This is kosher, so if you don't say Choykikim, how is it kosher? L'maise, the Mashkev is not touching the mezuzah. Is a raya, you don't need that the Mashkev should touch the mezuzah. That's how the Pesach Ben Peretz says Pshat in the Omer Abaye. Mi perish da baie yafin in den zrichen liga. Hakel moi dem gewoia sore vein beragle o schloische. De loi klop. De chol bozer mi schloische goiva ares michte hi. Ve ein shame mi pesach ze klum she roiche va bo. It doesn't, not even as cholas a pesach if it's less than 3 tvoch. Inam, yesh beragleho goi vashlo isho, ustam ragleho reichiv dal, vein goi vashore vloi klum, dechol poches meyesore loi klum vla pesachi. So there are two fundamental dimensions that a pesach needs. It should have mezuzahs which are rochik, one from the other, avot tvochim, and the mezuzahs have to at least be 3 tvochim, or else it's aras michte. There's another fundamental dimension that has to be govoyayut. Is kipligi, that when it has these two fundamental dimensions, kipligi diyesh v'ragleh shloisha, t'novik miteres aras michte, Beherrscher Pesach arbo reichev. Vegoiva son, it also has a goiva of 10 tvochim im ha-eagle. Veine rochev arbo mei oigel ulamailo. So that means it has, in Yesod, it has the two ikri dimensions. It's rochev dalet megavoya asore. But There's one problem. In order to have a Teiris Pesach, it has to have these dimensions, the whole length of the Pesach. And that's what's missing. That means it's not Mushlim. It doesn't, these dimensions are not on the whole Meshech of the Pesach. V'yesh b'lochayk v'listeir ha'igol. We could be saisadigol l'achivay l'arbo b'lein nefilas roi she'igol ha'elyayn. Shabinyin oruch l'kan l'kan. V'ein abinyin kolam mikan l'kan l'midas ha'shat. So that is the difference between picture 153 and 154. By 153, we can make, we can be choikik in the sides of the archway. We could have a Pesach that's roch of dalet gavoye with a gav of yud. In 154, if you'll do such a thing, the whole Pesach will collapse. So you can't do such a thing. So that's what this machloik is. If you have be'etzem, you have here mokim in the archway to be chaykik and to be mashlim, the Pesach that you have already, so then Rameyu says chaykikim and Rabbonim don't say chaykikim. Chaykikim lahashlim, but the din chaykik is only a din in hashlome. That means I'm going mer the Pesach. Hoyel, Rashi says klo, ubigoy vashloisha, yeshech shereichev Pesach. Since you started off good, in the first three tvachim, you have a reichev Pesach. Royin shivin al yainim kilaim chakukim ibifnim v'nirchovim lamidis raglaim. So Mamela, we considered that it was nechkak, this reichiv, in the whole archway. So we have that the chakike, which started already, is nishlam to a goivayut. Let us see Taisvis. Ki pligi b'sheyesh b'ragleo shloisho u'gvoya asohem. V'hod amrinem b'peirik kamed de Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos as follows. Zorak l'mayla miyut. A person threw l'mayla miyut. He was standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he threw something l'mayla miyut, v'holcho v'nocho b'chul kolshu. And it landed in a chul kolshu, and it's l'mayla miyut. So the Gemara wants to say that this chul, this is picture 155. So the Gemara wants to say this chul kolshu that's l'mayla miyut is a din Rishus HaYochid. It's a Rishus HaYochid, it's l'mayla miyut. So Memele, so the Zayrik will be chayv, it was Zayrik m'Rishus HaRabim l'Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara bonu l'machloikis rameye v'rabonu, the pligi b'choikikim l'hashle. So be'emesin, there's a problem over here, because the Rishus HaYochid are two tnoim, it has to be gavoye yud, v'roch of dalet al dalet. Here you don't have dalet al dalet. So how does it get a din Rishus HaYochid? So the Gemara says, no, have machloikis if it's choikikim. Bonu l'machloikis rameye v'rabonu, the pligi b'choikikim l'hashle. So Taisus says, amir d'kekashe. Rameyes choikikim was only lahashlim. That means if you had a rochet dalet, you had a goviyut. Now you're just missing cases. The rochet dalet, you have already a psazoi. Most of it is nigmar already. You have more or less a pesach. No, you don't have the hashlam of the rochet dalet and the whole thing. So mameyla, then you say choikikim lahashlim. Abadabach doch golmish. I don't have a Rishus HaYochid at all. Stam is to go and be choikik and create a Rishus HaYochid out of nothing? Ma'echi Taisi should do. V'horaya, you see, if there would be less than a Gavoya Gimel, so you don't say choikikim. So only if you have already Gimel, you have already Raglaim, which are Dalit, so then you are with a Reichid Dalit, then you're Mashlim the Chakik. Oymeri, so the Ri says, the Mayri Bechuron Shedalka Lasois Beshas Binyin Shemavuloshin Rishus HaRab. These Churim were built Beshas Binyin. Well, it's not something that got broke later, there was a Psapirtze in the Kaisel. Letzad Rishus HaYochid Rechovin Arbo Al Abo. So Memela, and that is picture 156. So here we have a nice picture. In the Rishus HaYochid, we have a chul that is dalet al dalet. So Memela, this is already, so the mitzad the Rishus HaYochid, you have already. It is the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid. It is dalet al dalet. So now, but when it came to the Rishus HaRabim, so this Rishus HaYochid, the whole became smaller. Al Kaponim, we're starting with Dalet Al Dalet. We're starting with Dalet Al Dalet over here. Now, Lemaise, it doesn't go further by when the wool, the ends up in the Rishus Arabim, so you don't have there Dalet Al Dalet. So that's Mamish Rameya. So since you have Dalet Al Dalet, so you mashlim the Dalet Al Dalet. The Rishus, the Dalet Al Dalet, the same Rishus that you have in the Rishus Ayochid, is Nishlam through the Din Chakike, to the Rishus Arab. The Binyanach Rav Amrin El Ramei Choykekim Kedamash Moch. Al Koponim, this is a very embarrassing situation. He says, Rav Sheishes heard from this Maise, he heard that he's wrong. That Lemaise, that you don't need to, that the Mashkev should touch the two mezuzahs. Omalei, imashkachas lohu lebeireish geluse, loitema lohu, v'loimide mohomas nisa dekipe. So he says it's a very good marim, okay? But don't be mefarsim it. Because imagine the bezyonis. Be mefarsim the misnisa dekipe, so memele. So what's pshat in this maise? It's very difficult to understand. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says one vote over here. Ben Hananel says that since that one of years before how he got out, Kom Rav Sheishes above the Kore Gade Poik Vishavku Venop. That he was the Meshores of Rav Sheishes. Memel, but Rav Sheishes came to let him out. But at the end, the Rabbi Hananel says, Leitemulu Hamas Nisa. Amar Rav Sheishes Meskachzu Leilu Shachol Kolay Leitemulu Hamas Nisa. Klaima Ani Echzer Bi Maatzmi. That means it will later I'll come out. I'll go back there. I'll go over to Rav Nachman the Reish Beis Galusa. Chabib Getracht the Ganze Maise. And I was talking a little too rash and talking. I see that you're right and farting. It seems the Inya was an Inya of Kavod HaTorah over here, like this Mustafa would be Gevaldike Bezyonis for Rav Sheishes. So Memele, so Vustafendos, we'll get to the Haloche, and we could be Chas on the Kavod of Rav Sheishes. Zogt the Mishnah weiter, Hechshe Movoi, Beishamei Oimrim Lechi Vekoire, Beisilol Oimrim Oi Lechi Oi Koire. Rabbi Elezer Oime Lechoyai, that you need two lechayayim. Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel, Omar Talmud Echod, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, Leinechleku Beishami Beishilil Almobui, Shupoches Mi'arba Ame, Shuhuniter Oibelechi Oibekoy. So this Talmud Echod said over that the whole machloikis of Beishami Beishilil was not said on a movie that is less than Daladam. Al man echleku, al rochov miyal ba'ameis, va'ad eser. There, there's a machleike. Shebeishame oimrim lechi v'koire, obeisilul oimrim oi lechi oi koire. Omer Rabbi Kiva, al ze v'al ze nechleku. I wish to disagree with you. No, there's a machleike, al ze v'al ze. Zort Rashi, al movo yishu poches mal ba'ameis, roichev pischoi. So memele, then everyone is made that yalechi or a kaira is sufficient. Zok the Gemara, keman deloike chananye veloike tanekame. So let us see Rashi, the kosalke daite the hochi koma, hechshi movi mefulish. That was speaking about a movi mefulish. So movi mefulish, according to Chananye, according to Beishama, you need two losses. According to Beisilu, you need a delis, need one delis, and a lechi v'koire. According to the Tanakame, you need a psatzuras ha-pesach. And here it says that everything is good with a lechi v'koire. Keman de loike chananye, ve loike Tanakame. Omer Rav Yehuda, ochi koma. Hechshe movi sosum keitza. We're not speaking about a movi mefulish, we're speaking about a movi sosum. Beishame oimrim lechi v'koire. Beisilul oimrim oi lechi oi koire. Zog de Gemara. Beishame oimrim lechi ve koire. Lememre de kosobri beishame arbe mechitzeis di eireis. So the Rashba explains that if the purpose of the lechi in the fourth ruach would be als heker. That means you have a reshus hayochid with three mechitzes. The purpose, the sole purpose is heker, so then a lechi is sufficient. Why do you need a lechi vikair? So weiss tachois that you need more than that. You need a teiris mechitze weiss tachois. So memela a lechi vikair, mistam a lechi is equivalent to one mezuzah, and then a kair is a psamashke. This gives it a teiris mechitze. And memela, so now you have, he says, in the ruach revi, you should only the mechitze gebure, aber a tziruf of a lechi vikair you do need. That was the havamin of the Gemara. Lameimer et rechsav rebe shamay, arba mechitzes de reise. Or else, if shalosh mechitzes, so memela, a lechi would be sufficient. Zegt the Gemara, loy. Lizraik mi shalosh u de mechay. Be shamay hold, shalosh mechitzes is a de reise. And Bemis in Take, so with three mechitzes, in Take Rishus Ayoch, aber letaltel adeika arbe. So, adeika arbe, so lemaise, so the Rashba explains, you're right. That means that nekude, that you said that the fourth ruach is not als heke, you're 100% right, because als heke alechi would be not. You need a teures mechitze. But not a teiris, that means midrabbonon, they did not give it a shem rishus ayochid. Midrabbonon did not give it a shem rishus ayochid without some sort of a mechitza on the ruach rabbi, and the lechi v'kairi gives it a teiris mechitza. That is in Beishama. Beisilo haimrim oi lechi oi kairi. So now, Beisilo says oi lechi oi kairi. So that's zicher that this doesn't have a teiris mechitza, the Gemara. So this is zicher a heker. Leima kasavri beisilu shalosh mechitzas diereise. Because if they would hold shtei mechitzas diereise, so memela, so you have two mechitzas, and then for a heker, so one lechi would be enough on the third side. Why do you need three mechitzas and then a lechi on the fourth side? So vayse is mahal shalosh mechitzas diereise. Zog the Gemara loy. Lizraik mishtai. It could be that a shem rishus ayochid you can get from two mechitzes. Mishtai mudemachai. Letaltel adeika sholosh. That means it could be that mina toire two mechitzes make it for rishus ayochid. Like Rabbi Yehuda. We had Rabbi Yehuda held that rishus harabim becomes a rishus ayochid with two mechitzes. But the Rabbonon said in order to be metalta you need three mechitzes. So that's the reason of the third mechitzes. And now als heke you need the fourth mechitzes. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Rashba explains that be'emison this is only a dichui. I mean the Gemara wanted to say from this formula, from that they say three mechitzes and a heke is from that oisgespart that three mechitzes are the reise legabi the shem rishus hayochid. The Gemara says it's not muchach. It could be two mechitzes is a shem rishus ayochid lizrei. Midarabonon they letalto you need three mechitzes. Now teke you need the fourth mechitzes. But the Maisa the Rashba says that's not true. Really, Beisil taka holds you need three mechitzes min atayra. The only one who holds two mechitzes is sufficient. That's Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara just want to be mefalpo. If it's muchach from Beisil, so the Gemara says it's not muchach. Dalad mechitzes de reise, zegt Rashi, aloch alamayshe mesinai hi. Be mechitzes, de botzo mi dalad mechitzes lahave reshus av yochi. Mishamochi boi lechi bekoire. That's why Beishame holzi de lechi bekoire, that they have a mechitze maliyase. This makes it a mechitze maliyase, the fourth rua. Lizrog mishus haram lesoichoi, misholishu de mechai. De sholish mechitzes de reise, lishav yereshus av yochi. Like Beisham thing I want to say. Aval letalto b'soichoi gozer rabbonon adiika arba. Then the rabbonon said that you need talit. Rabbi Lezer oimer lechayayin. Rabbi Lezer holds you need two lechayayin. Iboilu Rabbi Lezer lechayayin v'koyre koma. Does Rabbi Lezer hold that means Rabbi Lezer was mitamidei Beishamai. So is he Moisef on Beishamai? לחיין וקיירי קומה, הידומה לחיין בלוי קיירי קומה. תושמה, מייסה ברבי אלעזר שהולך עצל רבי יוסי בן פריידה תלמידי לאובלן. זאת רשי לאובלן מוקה. ומצוי שיושב במובוי שאין לו אלו לחי אחד. There was only one lechi there. Omar loy bni also asay lechi yachad. She make another lechi. Omar loy bechile sois my ani tzarech. Why do I have to be soisim the whole ruach? Omar loy yisosim omar bekach. Father, come back to this one. Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, loy nechleku beishami beisilul, al movoi shupoches miyar ba'ame, she'ein neitzorich klum. A movoi that is less than daladami should don't need anything. Al men nechleku, al rochav miyar ba'ame, sva'ad eser, shebeishami oimrim, lechi bekeire. Beisilul oimrim, oi lechi, oi keire. Ptani miyas, let's go back to this maise. Vechile soismoi anitzorich. That the Talmud asked Rabbi Elazar v'chile seis mayani tzorech. So what's pshat? I amrit b'shloime l'chayayin v'koyre. If we'll say pshat that Rabbi Elazar was moisef on b'shamay, and he said that what b'shamay said, that you need a lechi v'koyre means not lechi, you need the matter of lechi and the matter of koyre, so it means you need l'chayayim v'koyre. So memele, yamad b'shloim l'chayayim v'koyre, mishim hochi oma v'chile sois mayani tzor. Yes, I have to be sois of it, mamish, kol atzdodim, from the two sides and on top. One lechi and one koyre is not enough. And he told them no. You have to be seisim, and you have to make two lechayayim and a kaira. So it's very good. Eli amrit lechayayim b'loi kaira. But if you'll say that lechayayim b'loi kaira is also good, Eis is faket, that Rabbi Lezer said, according to Beis Shammai, it is not necessary to make, what did this Talmud do? Lechayra could be. Very unclear. Could be there was one lechi there. She'en li ala lechi echel. So could be he had one lechi, and Rabbi Lezer said that you can get away with, Beshami said lechi v'koyre, and he said you can get away with two lechayayim. Is he amrit v'shala, is he amrit v'shala melechayayim v'koyre, mishimachi oma v'chile sois mayani tzor. So it's good, the size me ani tzorich. Elo I amret. That means I need estime ma'al yisir. Tu l'chayayim and a kaira. Elo I amret l'chayayim b'loi kaira. But if he says l'chayayim b'loi kaira, my l'size me. So what is pshat? L'size me. So why is this called a bigger estime than a kaira? My lesoismai. Ochi koma v'chi lesoismai b'lechayayim ani tzorech. So it would seem from this, so the Rashba brings a raya from this, that it was a short opening in the Movui, bring up say Yerushalmi, there was a short opening in the Movui, and Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the minimum shear of a lechi has to be 3 tvachim. So he told them, two lechayayim is all, won't be able to get into the movi. That was the time. V'chi l'sois my ani tzorech, v'chi l'sois my b'lechayayim. That is what he told. So there's no raya that if Rabbi Lezer taka holds, you need both. Could be, he says that tulachayim is enough. And l'soisme was not halachidik, soisme was metziyistik, that he says. Omar ma'ar ova Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo'inech leku b'shami b'silul al movoi shepoches me'ar ba'amis, she'enoi tzorich klo. You don't need anything. fragt die Gemara, wo nan mishum Rabbi Yishmael amru tamadachal ufnei Rabbi Kivu, leinachlo beisham yisul almovi, shupochas mehaba'am mishunita oi belechi oi bekoire. So what's it ain't zorich klum? Rabashi ochi kamar. Ein oi zorich lechi bekoire ke beishamai, veloi lechoyayin ke Rabbi Elezer. Hello, that means that's what you need, the Torah's mechitza sheboy, the lechi v'kairi kebeishamai, or the lechayayim kerabeleze, ela oi lechi, oi kaire kebeiselo.